Before that, I had been on a search mission, finding out how I can live to be a better Christian.
Aber egal, was ich auch getan habe und gebetet habe, ich spürte immer, die Frucht fehlt in meinem Leben.
Despite every effort and all my praying, I just couldn't find real, proper fruit in my life.
Ich las in der Apostelgeschichte, wie die Menschen jeden Tag immer mehr dazugekommen sind und die Jünger waren voll Heiligen Geistes.
Bengfunda engmatinye zenzo uguti abantu usuku nosuku bebezuzeka futhi abapostoli begcwele umoyo ngcwele.
I'd read in the Book of Acts how every day the Lord added to the church and how the apostles were full of the Holy Spirit.
Ich ging zu unserem Pastor und sagte, mir fehlt der Heilige Geist.
Ngaya kumfundisi wakithi wathi hey mina ngidinga umoya ongcwele ngiswele yena.
I went to our pastor and said, you know, I lack the Holy Ghost.
Er war so entsetzt über meine Frage, weil ich für ihn die beste Mitarbeiterin war.
He was stunned by my question, for I had been one of his best co-workers.
Er sagte, nenne doch den Namen Jesu, in ihm ist die Kraft.
He said to me, well, just repeat the name of Jesus, for in his name you'll find that power.
Ich sagte, ich kann es 100-mal sagen, aber da kommt keine Kraft.
I said, you know, I can repeat that name hundreds of times, but no power comes.
Dann wollte ich mich von allen frommen Sachen zurückziehen, weil es ja doch nur ein Zirkus war.
I decided to drop all my frivolous piety because it had become like a circus to me.
Vielleicht 2 Wochen später wurde ich eingeladen zu einem Vortrag mit Erlo Stegen in Darmstadt.
It was about 2 weeks later that I was invited to attend a service where Erlo Stegen was going to be there in Darmstadt.
Es war durch meinen Onkel, der einmal hier zu Besuch war.
Von Mutterseite oder Vater?
Von Mutterseite.
Umalume, owake wafika la.
It had been through an uncle of mine who was once here.
Ich dachte, gut, diesen Mann hörst du dir noch mal an, aber dann gehst du nicht mehr mit.
Ngathi awu, cha ke kulungile, angigcine nje ngihambe ngizwe leyo ndoda. Emva kwalokho sengiyayeka.
So upon being invited, I said, all right, I'll go listen to the man, and then that's the end of it.
Aber als ich die Botschaft hörte von der großen Liebe Gottes, da hat Gott mein Herz berührt und mir gezeigt, dass genau das mir fehlt.
When I heard the message about the exceeding greatness of God's love, it just showed up my need. I realized this is what I want.
Ich hörte die Geschichte von dem Mädchen, das den Herrn erlebte und nach Hause ging und die Mutter sagte, war nicht mit einverstanden mit diesem Weg und sie sagte, Mutter, du kannst mir alles nehmen, aber die Liebe zu dir kannst du mir nicht nehmen.
Unina ubengafuni base bemqoshe ekhaya bemkhumulisa ingubo bathi hamba indodakazi yathi ma
An illustration was used that night of a girl who had been chased away from home, stripped of everything, but she said, "Mom, you can take everything away from me, but you cannot remove the love that I have towards you."
Ich hatte so ein Verlangen nach dieser Liebe und konnte es nicht erwarten, bis der Gottesdienst zu Ende war. Und als alle Menschen aufgestanden sind, um das Vaterunser zu beten, habe ich geguckt, ob alle Augen geschlossen sind, und dann bin ich durch die Kirche gelaufen bis zu diesem großen Mann.
Manche nachen Dinge, Oma sind gut. Abtandazo, betandazo baba wasezulwini. Ngabuka ukuthi bacimezile ini bonke, uma ngibona ukuthi bacimezile bonke, ngasuka ngagijima khona esontweni, ngaya kulo muntu omkhulu. Gross in was für eine
körperlich.
Musst du erklären. Weißt du, in Johannesburg auf dem Flughafen fragt ein Mann mich: "Wer bist du? Wo kommst du her?" Ich sage: "Komm von einer Missionsstation." "Was ist Abantu? Oh, was ist Abantu? Was machst du da?" Ich sage: "Ach, ich bin der Kleinste da. Ich arbeite im Garten." Da sagt er: "Oh, das müssen alle, auch die, für die hat Gott einen Platz, die im Garten arbeiten. Und auch im Paradies hat es solche gegeben." Ja, so, er sagte aber, es gibt ein Mann da, der heißt, Gelo. Und Gott wirkt durch ihn. Und was? Also nun wollte ich nur erklären, ergänzen, du sagst, ein großer Mann. Hier sind vielleicht Männer, die sagen, oh, der ist deutsch, der ist groß. Sag ich nun, was meinst du mit groß?
Now, at the end of that service, and I couldn't wait for it because I just knew this is what I need, there was a formal closing with the Our Father being said, and as others closed their eyes, I made my way to the front to this big man. Now,
she actually ran
to the front, and in asking, asked to meet this big man. What does gross mean? Tall?
Yes, she meant. Physically tall, big. Now I've been questioning her, what do you mean with big? Because all these people are not my friends. So, and if you say he's a big man, then they say, oh my. And then I told them, when we got to the airport, kannst du noch stehen?
Ja, gut.
To the airport in Johannesburg, I heard a man speaking to somebody. He was actually speaking to somebody in Australia. And he said, "Look, I'm trusting the Lord." I thought, oh, that's a good point. So I stood next to him and I waited till he finished. When he had finished, he turned away, but to the other side. I thought he turned to me. He turned to the other side and I said, "Look, excuse me, I just want to congratulate you." He says, "What for?" I said, "For saying such a good thing that you trust the Lord. You need to be congratulated." Yeah. I do the same. Oh, so he started chatting. "Where do you come from?" I said, "Kwasi Zabantu." "Oh," he says, I must go there. "They're doing such a good work, not only for that place, the whole of South Africa. We respect them. And there's a man. I forgot his name. I think it's Gelo." "Gelo," I said. He says, "Now who are you? What's your function there?" I said, "Well, I'm the smallest there. I'm working in the garden." He says, "Well, there's a place for everybody. Even in paradise, there must be some that work in the garden." And I say, "Yes, that's true."
Lapho ngise mapanoyen le goli. Ngamuzo munye ekhuluma ngocingo ukuthi awu kusho ukuthi ngiyamethemba uNkulunkulu. Khona ngathinteka ngabona ukuthi lento enhle. Naya guyena natiao ingia busisegna loku wabuzuguti ukamugapi nati kwasizabantu. Wati ngisizwile ngalendawo futhi siyayihlonipha singathi uNkulunkulu ukwenza okukhulu eNingizimu Afrika nge-mission. Wathi wena ungubani? Ngathi cha, mina ngingomncane ngisebenze engadini. Wathi oh, kodwa phela kuyadingeka abafana bengadi nakuparadisi. Kodwa wathi ngake ngezwa ukuthi khona indoda lo ophethe singathi uGelo.
Awangduduza wathi awu impela noma ungomncane khona usebenze engadini nalabo bayadingeka.
So he comforted me. He comforted me and said, don't worry, even garden boys are necessary.
Ich stand also neben diesem großen kleinen Mann.
So I stood then next to this tall, small man.
Er schaute mich an und ich sagte, mir fehlt diese Liebe.
Ngambuka ngathi mina ngiyaluswela lolu thando.
He looked at me and I said to him, I lack this love.
Ich hatte eine totale Bankrotterklärung mit meinem Leben getan.
Ngoba bese ngifike ekugcineni ngempilo yami.
Because I was at the end, I felt bankrupt.
Er sagte, achte auf die Frucht und er betete ein ganz kurzes, schlichtes Gebet.
What a capital. Kapelisiso isthelo wathandaza umthandazo omfushane.
And so he just prayed a very short prayer with me.
Ich bin ganz still nach Hause gegangen und habe meinem Mann und der Familie nichts erzählt von dem, was ich gemacht habe.
Ngasuka ngaye ekhaya ngathula endleleni ngafika ekhaya angimxoxelanga umyeni wami nengane zami engakwenzayo.
I went home and I didn't tell a soul, neither my husband nor my children, what had happened.
In meiner Familie wurde viel gebetet und auch mit mir wurde sehr oft gebetet.
Emdenini wakithi bekuthandazwa kakhulu. Ngisho nami bengithandaza kakhulu emdenini wami.
In my family, prayer was very common and I also prayed very often.
Aber noch nie hat ein Gebet solch eine Auswirkung gehabt in meinem Leben wie dieses.
Kodwa selokhu ngaba khona ukaze kwenzeke kube khona umthandazo osebenze ngale ndlela.
But never has a prayer had such an effect like that short prayer.
Als ich den nächsten Morgen um 5 Uhr erwachte, da stand meine ganze Vergangenheit in meiner Lieblosigkeit vor mir.
The next morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock and I could see my whole life of lovelessness before my eyes.
Ich weinte wie ein kleines Baby und bat meinen Mann um Verzeihung, dass ich so eine schlechte Ehefrau war.
Ngaisola phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu ngakhala inyembezi ngase ngikhuluma noyise wabantwana ngathi ngiyacela ukuthi ngixolele ukuba ngibe umfazi omubi kangaka.
I wept like a little baby and then apologized to my husband that I'd been such a bad wife.
Meine beiden Söhne, Jochen war 13 und Michael 8 Jahre alt, bat ich auch um Verzeihung, dass ich eine schlechte Mutter war.
O Jochen, ube no 13, Michael 8, naya ematotaneni ami, nati matotan, ningtetelele ukuba ngibe umama.
I went to both my children, my two sons, Jochen, who was 13 at the time, and Michael, who was 8, and I said, forgive me for having been such a bad mother.
Michael sagte, Mama, geh nie wieder zu Erlo Stegen, sonst musst du nur weinen.
Geh wieder.
Nie wieder.
Oh, oh Michael, what? Mama, unga pindi uye ku elostegen. Ngoba uma buya khona uyinto yalutho uyakhala njenge.
Michael said to me, Mom, don't go back to this Erlostegen, otherwise you're going to weep continuously.
Er hat verstanden, dass diese Tränen mit dem Vortrag vom Abend vorher zusammengehangen hat.
He made the connection between my profuse tears and last night's meeting.
Aber ich habe gesagt, nur wer recht weinen kann über sich selber, der kann auch richtig lachen.
Ngathi, ongakwazi ukukhala, ayikhaleli, akakwazi ukuhleka kahle futhi.
But I said, he who cannot weep properly cannot rejoice properly.
Später hat der Herr mir gezeigt, was außer der Lieblosigkeit alles noch in meinem Herzen war. Es hörte nicht auf.
Besides my lovelessness, God showed me all manner of other sins which he just kept on revealing to me.
It was like a stream. Doesn't seem to stop.
Aber Gott hat mir alles vergeben und ich danke ihm mit meinem Leben.
Unkulunkulu angithethelela sengibonga ngempilo yami.
But the Lord forgave me all and I thank him with my life.
In der Gemeinde dachte ich jetzt, eine gute Frau zu sein.
Now in the church I was known with a good reputation as a good woman.
Aber die Brüder im Vorstand waren nicht mehr einverstanden mit mir.
Kodwa abafowethu abangamalunga ebandla bebengasakwazi ukuhambisana nami.
But the brethren in leadership felt that they could not find any fellowship with me in this, and so there was a growing disconnection.
Sie wollten nicht mehr mit mir zusammenarbeiten und haben gesagt, ich soll nicht mehr die Frauen unterrichten, auch nicht die Kinder.
I said, this which you've got, we are going to now make a rule for you that we forbid you to teach or to give lessons or Bible studies to the women or the children.
Ich sagte, gut, dann will ich nur still betend in der Gemeinde sein.
I said,
that's fine, I'll just be completely silent in church and just pray.
Aber 3 Monate später haben mich 6 Männer besucht.
Kodwa emva kwenyanga entathu, amadoda ayisithupha angifuna.
But 3 months later, 6 men came to see me.
Sie sagten, bitte, schicke die Männer, die Jugendlichen weg, die sich in deinem Haus versammeln.
Bathi, sisize ukuba basha abahlangana endlini yakho ubamukise.
They said, now we are commanding you to send away these young people that come and meet in your house.
Ich sagte, in meiner Bibel steht, gastfrei zu sein, vergesst nicht, und sie kommen alle von allein. Das müsst ihr ihnen sagen, dass sie nicht mehr kommen dürfen.
I said to them, the Bible commands me to be hospitable, so if you don't want them to come, then you command them.
Wenn ein Mann hier in meinem Haus etwas zu sagen hat, dann ist es mein Mann. Und er freut sich, wenn die jungen Leute kommen.
Pela ngisekhayala oshaya umthetho la uyise wabantwana hayi amadoda ngaphandle.
So I said, well, look, I'm under authority, and that is my husband, and he is happy to have these young people.
Futhi uyathokoza uma beza.
Aber ich sagte, wenn das so ein Problem ist, dann ist es besser, wir trennen uns.
But I said,
if it causes such division, such a problem, then it would be better if our ways would part.
Sie waren sehr froh.
Bajabula.
They were very glad.
Aber ich weinte und habe gebetet, gesagt, Herr, ich brauche doch eine Gemeinde. Bitte hilf du. Und dann sagte er, wo zwei oder drei eins sind in meinem Namen, da bin ich mitten unter
ihnen.
I cried much those days, but as I sought the Lord about my need for fellowship, he spoke to me and said, where two or three are gathered, there am I.
Ich sagte, danke Herr, wir sind schon mehr als zwei oder drei. Und ich wusste, dass dieser kleine Kreis meine Gemeinde ist.
Ngathi ngiyabonga Nkosi, ngoba sesibaningi kunababili noma bathathu, ngiyazi ukuthi lo mhlangano omncane sekuyibandla lakithi.
I said, well, thank you, Lord, because they are more than two or three, and I know that this is my congregation.
Seitdem hat der Herr uns nie verlassen. Er hat uns immer enger zusammengeführt mit der Erweckung und mit den Geschwistern in Deutschland.
Manje kusukela kuleso sikhathi inkosi ayizange nakanye ishiye yasihlanganisa kakhulu nosiza abantu nabazalwane sinabo.
And since that time, the Lord has never forsaken us, but there's only been a continued getting closer together with the brethren here at the mission and in Germany.
Und ich möchte hier ganz herzlich danken für alle Gebete.
And I'd like to thank you all for your prayer.
Izwa kuthi kovulwa indlu eBensheim kwaba khona ngizothingesi jalimandi ein Bild vor Augen abona isthombe emehlweni ami.
When I heard that a congregation was going to be officially opened there in Bensheim in Germany, there was a picture that stood before me.
Ngabona umama lo nezingane zimbili lokho zisilandela siye.
And before me I saw this lady and her two children who have been following with us for a long time, known her from before.
Sorry, no, in Germany when we had the services, yes. She would follow as we had the different services, she would always be there.
Wayes Landel and Jalo Umasinenk on the Jalaman Ubeyako.
So, when seeing that picture and then lapho ngikhumbula leso sithombe emehlweni ami ngakhumbula ke manje ngathi manje sebe nendlu enhle yayivulwa ngalelo langa silapho no Michael umfana omncane okade silandela nonina use umholo omkhulu wabasha pheshe.
And then knowing that it was just wonderful the way it came together, that this was now the official opening of this congregation, and together with her sons, one of them, Michael, is also a leader of the young people there in Europe.
Futhi akuyena umholi wabasha kuphela kodwa umholi wamaKristu khona le eGermany.
Not only of the young people, but in leadership there in Germany.
Futhi ngithanda ukubonga ngoba ebandleni lakhe ngathola ababili ngathola uMaria ngathola uFrank.
And I am so grateful personally because from their congregation I received two into my family, Maria and Frank. And they have been such a blessing to us when Maria was still alive. What a blessing she was.
Lapo sihamba endaweni lakade kubusa amakhomunisi ngafunda okunye.
When we went to places where communists had ruled, I learnt something else.
Bahluphekile abantu ngoba ubukhomunisi kwasuka kwabonakala ingqondo, kwanakala impilo yonke yakulelozwe.
There was the visible influence of communism which just spoils everything. The mentality, it just is total destruction.
Manje sebekhululiwe, sesithola ukuthi abasathuthuki ukuthi babuya bahloniphe uNkulunkulu bamambuka ngezwe.
Now that they've had a liberation from communism, one finds that instead of them following the Lord, they are just being swept away down the river with the world.
Bakubona ku TV zonke izinto esizenza la abantu abangakholwa awulapho kwangathi sebesikile sebephambili.
And now seeing on Western TV all the habits and all the things that they do, they have now gone even further in their immorality.
Epoland kukhona amabhodi amakhulu lapho bethi wozani nakho la kukhona ama nightclub.
In Poland there are huge billboards advertising that people should come to their nightclubs.
Nethombe zamantombazane abangambethe lutho.
And photographs, huge photographs of naked women.
In Romania, lapho sifika khona, sifika kuthi abadala basa ngizothini basakhonza uNkulunkulu ngendlela yobugqila.
In Romania we found that the older generation are still serving the Lord but in a
very lawful way. Manje izingane ke azikufuni lokho, zihamba zimuka ngezwe.
And the children
bathi ehlobo mawufika khona ukugqoka kwabo uthi uyamangala.
Rejecting the legalism of their parents have just gone to the other extreme with the world, and if you see the way that they dress like in summer, it is just astonishing.
Kakhulu kunakuqala kwabakhona enhlizweni yami, thina siyalazi iqiniso, thina siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu singahamba naye simlalele, sihamba la emhlabeni siholwa nguyena.
And I thought about the fact that we who receive the truth and are enabled to walk with him in this world and be obedient to him.
Futhi uNkulunkulu uthi uma simphilela uNkulunkulu ngaleyo ndlela kuyogoboza ukuphila kithina, bazokwazi ukuphuza, bazokwazi kuziphilisa mabesibona sihamba sikhuluma sisebenza.
And God has promised to those who walk in that way with him that there will be streams of living water that will bring health and vigor to all those around us.
Thina siyalazi lelo qiniso futhi siyazi ukuthi sikuthola kanjani. Siyazi ukuthi singabuyisana noNkulunkulu bese yena abe uNkulunkulu wethu esihola. Hayi icala lethu. Hayi bo. Asazi ukuthi koNkulunkulu ukuthi uzothini kuwe nami. Uma thina siphila la emhlabeni kodwa abomile, abahluphekile umhlaba jikelele bengakutholi. Woe
to us if we are entrusted with the truth, and that very truth we stifle, and we do not walk in obedience, knowing how we can be reconciled with God. We suppress the truth, and there is a great woe upon us if that be the case.
Besengithanda ukuthi abe politiki nonengqondo ukuthi upsocialism epolitiki ukuthi hayi into yakhona kufanele ukuthi siphile leyo mpilo njengoba siphile la kuleli zwe lethu bajonga kona nje isocialism ukuthi.
And for those of you who are politically minded and have any wish for socialism, as there is such a drive in our country where people think that this is it, this is what we need in our country. Let me just give you one idea.
Ceausescu wakha izindlu, itezi, 10, 12 stories. Ku ahlangene kudla imgwaqo edrobheni.
The previous dictator of Romania, Ceausescu, had built himself mansions. He had knocked down roads and buildings and dwelling places just to make his own mansions.
He made homes for the people, taking away slums, and he built these homes. Everybody's got a little flat in these high-rise buildings. They look awful. Izindlu ezimbi ezingabukeki kodwa wakha izindlu eziningi igidi zabantu zilapho edrobheni bathi uBucharest.
Now there are these awful looking buildings, and the people have come in by the millions and living in these cement ugly places in place like Bucharest.
So lokho ke ungathi cha wakha wasebenza umsebenzi omuhle.
Some might say, well, he did a good thing, didn't he build for them?
Kodwa inobula.
But it has foolishness in it.
Ngoba manje bonke abantu bala endlini sebethuthuka sebethenga imoto amagaraji awekho.
Now that there is the possibility for advancement, people are starting to buy cars and there are no garages. In the main street in Bucharest,
ebusuku uzothola online abane zihlangene imoto ngala nangala epavement egothe naseceleni nala salungwaqo nje phakathi amagaraji awekho igaraji italahati.
There are four rows of cars that park on either side of the road with just a little bit in between for cars to go by.
Lokho ke ngabona ukuthi cha noma bethi bayazama ama communists ukwenza izinto awubuka ubuyula namhlanje awusazi nje alikho igarage akekho umuntu ongathenga imoto bese ayifaka egarage izohlala khona estaradini.
And so I realized that here's just one single example of the foolishness of communism, trying to build for the people and not being able to think ahead. Not a single garage, and now it's just chaos.
That's lokho ke ubukhomunisi nobukapitalist. Kodwa nasekolweni kunjalo ubuyula uma umuntu ethi uthanda okwezwe inhliziyo yakhe inamathela khona ashiya lokho okuyikona kona.
Now, it is foolish, spiritually speaking, for a person to leave that which is the real thing, that which is of real worth, and follow after that which is worthless.
It's the first time in our life that we hear such a thing.
All they know, except Jesus Christ as your Savior, He loves the sinner. And it's just nonsense. Their lives are full of sin, and they don't know that Jesus can take that sin away. It breaks the heart. And I thought of Louis Harms, that he said, the gospel is going to die out in Europe, and the Africans will need to come to bring them the gospel.
People don't know that Jesus came to save you from your sin.
They are Christians, but they gossip, they love less, they can talk about others.
And you see,
they are damned with their Christianity.
Ezindaweni eziningi basibuza ukuthi leli evangeli liqhamukaphi asilazi leli ngaze ngamangala ukuthi kwenze njani bashumayelana amaKristu bashumayela ukuthi mugelo uKristu umusu senzeli singqomo kusho ukuthi ususindisiwe umuntu aqhubeke nezono kuyi nonsense ngoba izono zigcwele abalazi evangeli elikwazi ukumkhipha umuntu ezonweni zakhe.
Besinenkonzo cisho zonke inkonzo bese ngamahora amabili. Besishumayela sikhuluma.
We had services usually 2 hours in length at each place and we really spoke seriously.
Ngesonto bathu zothatha inkonzo ekuseni ngo 10 was it at 10? The next one first one at 9, the second one at 11. And then another one over the radio. It was fantastic. The announcer, when I came, he said, preach for an hour. Say what you like. And after an hour, he said, people of Romania, Christians, this is what you need. That's why we've got no revival. We need revival. We need to repent of our sin. We need to confess our sin. That's why we're in such a state. We pray that our land will be healed. It will never be healed. We've got to repent and turn to God away from our sins. I've never heard a person speaking like that over the radio. He just swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker.
He says, now I can understand why the world has got no revival. It's sin in the Christian's life.
It's so simple. And yet people pray for a revival. They die, they'll never get it. Unless they repent of their sin and bring it to light. And the Bible says if you see your brother sinning, go to him, speak to him. What do? You talk behind his back. And you claim to be a Christian. You've accepted Christ. There are many Christs. You've accepted the wrong Christ. The Christ I know, he won't allow me to do such a thing. And why does he allow you?
Ngesonto ekuseni saqala ngenkonzo ngo-9. Emva kwalokho kwaba inkonzo emsakazweni bathi ungashumayela ihora lonke. Emva kwalokhu umsakazi wathi qhubeka ngoba yilokhu esikudingayo. Sengiyaqonda ukuthi ukuze uRumania kungaqhubeki phambili, ukuze siqhubeka nokushona phansi nezinkinga ngoba asiyazi imvuselelo. Ivangeli elisobala lokuthi umuntu avume izono, ahlanzwe kuzono, kuguzo izono. Kodwa lelo vangeli elimvumela umuntu ukuthi ahlebe, akhuluma ngomfowabo engamtsheli aqonda kuye. Kusho ukuthi uKristu lo angimazi.
It's no secret. It's so simple, so easy. Sometimes you just feel like taking the Christians and shaking them. Why are you so blind? Why are you so dead? You want revival. That's the normal thing for Christians. The normal thing. But sin blinds people. And they go the way of death. Straight for hell.
Lento ikhanya pa akukho okumnyama akukho ukuthi singaqondi ukuthi lento iyini. Izono ziyavunywa, siyahlukana nazo, umuntu asindiswe impela. Uma umuntu eqhubeka nezono uyaqonda ngqo uyasihogweni.
uNkulunkulu asikaphosipho Musa ukuba sikwazi kondise ngathi ngiyaqala kwezinye indawo mhlawumbe ngiyagcina sesubonana ngosuku lokwahlulelwa angifuni ukuthi igazi labo libizwe kimi ngizobatshela iqiniso njengokuba linjalo nala ngiyatshela iqiniso namhlanje onesono akahlukana nesono aphenduke asivume futhi.
The truth I spoke boldly, by God's grace, He gave us boldness to proclaim clearly and in a straightforward way what the truth is all about. Sin needs to be dealt with, it must be confessed and parted from. And I say the same thing here.
I'll say this in English. A minister who took us to the radio station. I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity to tell them how the revival started and how it's still going on today. When they had come together at Mapumulu any day of the week,
A hundred, 200, 300
people standing outside weeping, saying we want to repent.
And
can God forgive us our sins?
Noguti unkulunkulu angas tetelele na.
And then I prayed, O Lord, be merciful to them, forgive them their sins, etc. When I finished, they said, no, Mfundisi, not like that. Give every one of us an opportunity that we can confess our sin one by one, by name.
Ngabaxoxela emsakazweni ukuthi uma sebekhalile kanje, ngathandaza kanye nabo bonke. Kodwa bangikhuza bathi Mfundisi cha. Asifuni lokhu sidinga ukuthi sizivume izono sizibiza izono zethu ngegama.
We don't just want a general prayer, we want to confess our sin.
Asifuni umthandazo nje ophete bonke, sifuna ukuthi sizivume izono zethu.
And the minister said, brother, why didn't you tell them go home and confess to God alone in their bedroom?
Lo mfundisi wathi kimi mfowethu ukuze ungabatsheli ukuthi baye endlini baye ekamelweni bavume izono kuNkulunkulu bebodwa kungasizathu sini na.
Then I said, when a person goes into his bedroom and comes out, we say, what did you hid? What did you hide in your bedroom? If he says, no, I confessed my sin. I said, oh, is that how you confess your Lord? Do you go into the bedroom and you confess him there, alone?
Ngathi thina sithi umuntu ekamelweni ezovuma siyabuza emvukolokhu ukuthi ubufihlelani yini okufihlakele khona ekamelweni ngoba mawuvuma uJesu uyamvuma uJesu usekamelweni na.
Then he was quiet.
Wathula.
I said, I told them, I prayed a general prayer, but they said, we want to name our sin by name. I don't know how a person in this world can call himself a Christian, believe that the Bible is God's word, and he goes against confession. He must be blind.
Angimqondi umuntu osemhlabeni okuleli lizwe ethi umelana nokuvuma izono ngithi lo muntu uyimpumputhe.
Take your Bible, read it.
Read it
during the day, not when it's dark, when it's light.
Lifunde.
If you can, read it on your knees.
Lifunde ligusakhanya hayi uma kusemnyama uma kungenzeka lifunde usemadolweni.
We could speak till tomorrow about things we experienced, great things. Some things we've never experienced before in Europe. Never.
Sing. And we praise God for what he did.
Singa kuluma skuze gube iskatasete ngezinto ezinkulu azenzile uNkulunkulu okunye esiqala ukuthi sihlangabezana nakho.
They had waited for 12 years. 12 years ago they invited us. And I said, well, they invited us again. I said, will it take 12 years? Then I'll be 82. So, age plays a role as well. When I was in Durham the other day, my grandchildren said, we want to go with you to Europe. I said, look, children, you can't. You're still too small. You've got to grow up. In 20 years' time, you can go with me. One of my daughters said, Papa, what are you saying? I looked at them. Why? Yeah, what did you say to the children? I said, in 20 years. How old will you be then? You'll be over 90. Well, who knows? Most probably I'll be in heaven. I don't think I'm in Methuselah. Moses started with 80. He got to 120, in spite of the fact that he said the age of a man is 70 years.
Kushukuthi kwenye indawo lapho bebelindele iminyaka eyishumi nambili ukuze ngifike. Ngaze ngaya khona ngoba ngacabanga ukuthi uma ngiyeka manje ngilinda kuze kube iminyaka eyishumi nambili futhi sengizoba no-82. Eduze nje bengiseThekwini omunye umfana wendodakazi yami wathi, Baba mkhulu, ngicela ukuthi nami ngihambe nawe ngiye-Europe. Ngaze ngathi linda iminyaka engamashumi amabili. What yathi indodakazi, how baba, uyazi ukuthi uthini, usuzoba usudlulile 90 uma kunjalo. Angisho ukuthi ngingumuntu njengaye uMethuselah, njengaye uMose wathi iminyaka yomuntu iwu-70.
Lasst uns beten. Wir danken dir, Herr, dass wir uns hier versammeln konnten heute Morgen.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi sikwazile ukuhlangana la namhlanje kuseni. We thank you, Lord, that we could meet here this morning.
Wir bitten jetzt auch für Francis, Onkel, dass du ihn eine gute Heimfahrt und Heimflug schenken wollest, zurück in die Heimat.
Simcelele umalume kaFrance ukuthi abe nokuhamba okuhle ukuya ekhaya. We pray also for Francis' uncle that he would have a blessed home flight.
Sei du mit ihm, segne ihn. Öffne die Schleusen des Himmels über sein Leben, dass nicht nur und seine Familie, sondern Verwandtschaft und das ganze Land durch ihn gesegnet wird.
Lord, be with him as family, that he and the whole country would be blessed through your working in him.
And Lord, we pray that your work will go forward in strength.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi umsebenzi wakho uya phambili namandla.
And that your holy word in these evil times of ours will conquer nations.
Nokuthi izwi lakho elingcwele lihamba ngamandla linqobe izizwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Now friends, let's get down to business. Let's not fool around. If you want to play church, there are many churches in the world that will open the doors to you. Go and join them. But I don't need you here.
Zihlobo singadlali nevangeli. Ake sizimisele nevangeli ngoba maningi amanye amabandla azovuma ukuthi ujoine udlale khona kodwa angikudingi la.
I'm not the only one. There are quite a few.
I mean a
good one. We are determined to go God's way. We've tasted revival. We're not prepared to sacrifice it. We're not prepared to turn about our backs on God's working. If you do it, you can go. But we want to be faithful to the end with the message which the world needs today. There's no other message.
Sibaningana esizimisele ngaleli vangeli. Sanambitha imvuselelo sifuna ukuthi siqhubeka nayo ayalikho elinyivangeli.
Unkulunkulu abe nani.
The Lord be with you.